Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Higher Consciousness. I am your host, Jericho Spitz, and I welcome you to embark on this journey with me of dialogue about higher consciousness. This conversation is going to include a million topics, maybe not a million, but a lot. And some of these topics are going to be things that I want to discuss publicly, and I would also recommend anyone having any topics that you want discussed on the show to DM me, put it in the comments over here. But basically, get your thoughts out here. Let us know what we would like to discuss, and we'll get to each topic as we go through the shows. I'm gonna try to my best to do this every single week, as time allows. I've been putting it off for a while now. I mean, when I first started the group, the THC group, on Facebook, my main goal with starting the group was to do a public discourse, public dialogue on video, with people being able to call in, comment in, and talk about different things and join the conversation. So I highly recommend that you, stay tuned for the future dates and times so that you can be here to call in and tune in if you would like to join the dialogue, which I'm hoping that all of you do. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, some good, some bad. And some of these things are affecting us physically, and some of these things are affecting us consciously. For example, today I just posted a video on my main Facebook page that someone sent to me. Totally blew my mind that this technology was out, and I hadn't heard about it yet. But there is some serious bio weaponry being aimed at us right now. And like the gentleman stated in the video, they want us divided. They want this to be, you know, a black on white or whatever kind of issue, but it's not. It's not black against white. It's us against them, meaning the elite, the powers that be, the institutional infrastructure that attacks us in so many ways, electronically, biologically, spiritually. I mean, like, you know, so many holy scriptures say, you know, there are principalities involved here, and it would behoove us all to be aware of how we're being attacked. Because if we are being attacked and we don't even know how we're being attacked, or that we're even being attacked, or by whom we're being attacked, it kind of puts us in a sad state of affairs, because without that knowledge, there would be no way to overcome this attack. And when the attack is being perpetrated against your consciousness, then we have a problem here. So I guess one of the things that I would like to start the dialogue off with is, what are the ways that we know a lot about and don't know a lot about, that we are being bombarded with attacks on our right and ability to use our higher states of consciousness, or even our normal cognitive state of consciousness for some of us, that are being poisoned in various ways so bad that they don't even have access to just normal cognitive thinking. There's so many people on pharmaceuticals right now that are directed at making them normal. Well, if you did not have the various poisons, toxins, electronic attacks, and the different things going on that cause some of these states of consciousness in the first place, then we wouldn't even need those anxiety pills and, you know, things of that nature. So, hi Monique, I see you just joined in. I'm so glad to have you here. Waiting on a few more people to join in, and any more any questions that come up, I definitely will be talking about it. Well, this will be posted. It's live right now, but this will be, you know, remain in the group so people can always go back and watch it. So regardless of whether anyone shows up and joins the dialogue right now, I definitely will continue to discourse on some things that have been on my mind that I would like to bring to public attention. Most of the people in this group, if you know, not all, are on a search for higher consciousness, or you wouldn't have added yourself to the group or remained in the group if someone else added you. So just the fact that you are here lets me know that we're all in the same boat searching for higher consciousness. Let's start off with my my story so that everyone watching this show can get an idea of who the host of the show is and what provoked me to embark on this journey with you guys in the first place. I spent much of my life reading. I started reading very, very early. And my mother, April, had a vast library of a lot of scientific, a lot of historic information, a lot of esoteric information that she never barred me from having access to. She never barred any of me or my siblings from having access to. I took it upon myself to indulge in that library quite a bit as a child. And I'd say by age 10, I probably read more books than a lot of adults read, because statistics show that most people don't read books after they get out of high school or college, or maybe, you know, a book a year or something of that nature. Whereas I just had this really fervent enthusiasm for reading and gaining knowledge and trying to understand the world, because, you know, I came up in poverty and I didn't really understand why this benevolent God that was being shoved down my throat would allow me to have such a bleak existence starting out in the world. And, you know, religion just never answered my questions. And I never had a spiritual or mystical, if you will, experience until I was 30 years old. So up until 30 years old, I considered, now looking back, I consider myself to be very, very unconscious with regard to spiritual education up until I was about 30 years old. And that's when I first had an out-of-body experience. It was DMT related, dimethyltryptamine, which is a topic we're definitely going to be talking a lot about. That experience showed me for the first time that I am actually not my body, that I'm actually a consciousness, a point in consciousness that can exist in different dimensions. And when I first realized that I'm not my body, my first thought was, well, what the hell am I? What the hell are we? So I began studying, I began researching, and I began experimenting with dimethyltryptamine, and I began reading and soaking up everything I could get about it, everything I could find out about it online. I mean, literally, I spent about 3 months researching DMT before I tried it at around age 30. A friend put it in my hand and said, hey, you know what? I tried this. It's too much for me, but I think that this will work for you. You need this. I feel like I was moved by a spirit to give it to you. Here you go. It's yours. Free of charge. Just trust me. Go Google this. So I did, you know, because when I first looked at it, you know, I'm looking at a vial of what to me looked like crack cocaine. And I have never smoked crack cocaine and never will smoke crack cocaine. So my first thought was, hey, I'm not smoking any crack. You can kind of have this back. And he's like, no, trust me. Just Google it. Go Google DMT. Go Google dimethyltryptamine. Go and watch DMT, the spirit molecule, this documentary by Dr. Rick Strassman, hosted by Joe Rogan. I watched it and I wasn't probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes into the documentary before I realized that I was going to do this, that I had been searching for this my whole life. But at the same time, I also realized that, hi, Vicky. I also realized that I was not ready to do it yet. I knew that I had a lot of purifying of my heart to do. And I needed to remove a lot of the programming, negative programming that would probably give me a pretty bad experience on it. So I spent 3 months reading, educating myself on DMT, purifying myself as best I could, purifying my heart, trying to get all the fear and greed and just negative emotional states that I do not want to reside in. I tried my best to remove as much of that as possible. And then one day I just knew I was ready and I did it. And when I did it, like I said, I first realized that I'm not my body. And when I realized I'm not my body, I had to ask myself, well, what the hell am I? And what we are is what I am is more powerful and profound than anything I ever could have imagined prior to having that first DMT experience. So being the enthusiastic and passionate person that I am with regards to something that I'm interested in, I proceeded to experiment with dimethyltryptamine pretty much every day for about, say about 6 months, almost every day for about 6 months. Now, I know this may sound crazy to some people. They're like, what, are you crazy? You know, oh, this is a drug, you were addicted. Not like that. First of all, DMT, dimethyltryptamine, is a neurotransmitter in the tryptamine family of neurotransmitters like serotonin, adrenaline, and such, that's already in your brain. It's produced by the pineal gland, which is shaped like a pine cone, like the Pope's staff, scepter, if you will. But this neurotransmitter is found naturally in the human body. It's found naturally in pretty much everything alive. Everything alive, every organism alive, has the capability to synthesize dimethyltryptamine. Science has proven that. Not necessarily conclusively proven that everything alive or every organism actually does produce DMT, but the science does support that everything alive has the capability to support DMT, to synthesize dimethyltryptamine. So for me, a person who spent all of his youth doing no drugs except for maybe alcohol or marijuana, at 30 years old doing my first psychedelic, it changed things for me. It really showed me a whole new world, a whole new perspective to view the world through. It was like putting on a whole new set of glasses that allowed me to see the world from a perspective that it was impossible for me to see it at before. That being said, like I said, I proceeded to do it for about 6 months every single day. And they call this the businessman's trip because it only lasts about 10 minutes when you smoke pure 5-MeO-DMT. There's different versions of dimethyltryptamine that are used different ways by different shamans and different people all over the world. But the main, most popular known way is just smoking DMT in a pipe or maybe in a bowl or a bong. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But basically just trying to get roughly 23 milligrams of dimethyltryptamine into your bloodstream is the goal. And when you do that, roughly that amount for most people, what you're doing is you're allowing your consciousness to disconnect from your body. You are allowing yourself to basically step out of the vehicle that you're driving for this temporary lifespan. Much like Neo in the movie Matrix, when he first got the plug removed from the back of his neck and he realized for the first time that the world that he believed to be real was in fact computer source code. And when I first left my body on DMT, that was one of my first realizations that this is a hologram, that this world that we live in is being created by our consciousnesses, and it can be manipulated with your consciousness. The problem with most of us not being able to do that stems from what we're taught in school, what we're taught in culture, what we're taught in our religious institutions and what we're taught by our governments, what we're taught from Hollywood. We're taught that you are powerless. You have no power. And anything that you believe to be mystical or spiritual is some sort of mumbo jumbo, and it's not real. Well, I had my paradigm shattered when I discovered that actually I do have power, and you have power. The same power that Jesus in the Bible told everyone that they have. Jesus said, I have performed miracles and you shall do greater works. So without further ado, I will get into a little bit of my experiences while experimenting with DMT. I've tried pretty much every way that it can be done in search of the most efficient, pain-free, comfortable, physically at least, way to get this into your bloodstream. And I don't do this much anymore, by the way, but I did it enough to get me to a state of higher consciousness where it's no longer needed by me at this point. But I had been using the law of attraction before ever partaking of DMT for the first time. And after using the law of attraction successfully, I believed, hard to tell though, because of the way the universe brings things to you in such a random fashion and so such coincidental fashion that it's really hard to determine whether or not you created this with your mind or not, or were you going to get it anyway, because it comes so coincidentally, it's really hard to tell sometimes. So I had a thought one day that if I could use the law of attraction when in my normal cognitive state, where I process a certain amount of RAM through my brain at once, a certain amount of memory, certain amount of data that my brain can process in my processor at once. I had a thought that if I can make the law of attraction work with that amount of RAM, what would be the outcome of my use of the law of attraction if I attempted using it while in an altered state with much higher RAM, which is what you get when you add DMT to your bloodstream and you are disconnected from your body. You're in a much, much, much higher state of awareness. You are, from my perspective, one with every atom in the universe. You are the image and likeness of the creator at this point. So I started doing experiments using the law of attraction while under the influence of dimethyltryptamine. And I started realizing that that I started getting a lot of insights from higher beings trying to make me aware of how to do this and how to do it better. So I did a lot of experiments and I started to realize that the universe speaks a language, and that language is mathematics. So you can't just ask the universe, hey, can you show me whether or not you created that or did I create that? What I had to do was I had to incorporate numbers and math into the experiments so that I would know for certain if I actually created something with my mind or was this something that coincidentally was coming to me anyway. So the first first experiment that I did that really made it hit home, that really kind of let me know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I created this with my mind, was I wrote down a 4-digit number on a piece of paper. And I said, you know what? If I can make this exact 4-digit number come to me quickly, and it was a dollar amount. It's actually the only time I've ever used DMT and being in that state and using the law of attraction on it for money purposes. I don't really feel greed, and I don't use magic to create money. So I was just wanting to get that out of the way right now because I feel like that can be a very negative thing for people and can bring you some pretty bad karma if you do misuse that. So please be careful with anything you attempt based on what I'm talking about here, because some of these things definitely need to be respected. And when you're using the law of attraction and you don't use it with the proper reverence and respect, you can create some really bad karma for yourself, bad karma for your kids and your lineage, even depending on, you know, how greedy you get. So don't be greedy with law of attraction. Take what you need, leave it at that. Anyway, so I wrote down this 4-digit number and I used the law of attraction. Basically, my method for doing that at the time was to visualize this amount of money in my hands. I'm laying down, I'm closing my eyes. So I'm visualizing in my mind's eye, my astral hands, holding this amount of money, counting it. And what I'm trying to do at the time is use all of my physical senses in my mind's eye to experience this money as being real, while at the same time feeling appreciation for it. Because appreciation, faith, is the key to manifesting and making something in your mind's eye appear and manifest in physical reality. So I'm counting the money, I'm smelling the money, I'm flipping it, my fingers, I can hear the money, I'm feeling it in my hands, the paper, I know what it feels like, I can see the green, it's got that fresh out of the ATM smell on it. And I mean, I used every thought form that I could to make my senses feel and sense this money as being real. Okay, this may be hard to believe, but literally I went to sleep not too long after doing that ceremony. And mind you, this was around 12 years ago. I woke up the next morning and I went downtown to pick up some money that a friend of mine owed to me. I really don't want to get into all the details of this because this person actually has passed away a year ago, and I don't want to even dwell on that subject much. But I will say this, that on that one trip downtown, within an hour of me getting downtown, I had $5,500, which was the number that I wrote down. I had that exact amount in my hand within an hour of waking up that morning. I went home, and I'll be honest with you. The first thing that I felt was fear. I got kind of scared because that was some pretty profound activity in my life. And even though I had used the law of attraction before and I made things happen, and I'm pretty sure these things were caused by my thoughts, I had no way to be scientifically sure. It wasn't until adding math to the situation that the universe was allowed to speak to me in its language and say, hey, I did this, you know, or you did this, speaking to me. So I was scared of using the law of attraction at that point because I realized that I still had greed in my heart at the time, and I had read a lot about how abusing the law of attraction could lead to bad karma, and I didn't want to do that. I don't want to produce negative, you know, a negative future for myself by being greedy. So I fell back from I didn't do any more experiments that involved money or that could be interpreted by karma as greed on my part in any way whatsoever. And I haven't since, but I have been able to use the law of attraction to help people and to basically just have a healthy, safe and happy existence in general, despite being a major part of the party scene in Chicago, out downtown, you know, popping bottles around a whole lot of negative energy, just, you know, low vibrational rather energy, with around a lot of people on alcohol and various drugs for years and years and years. I did this, you know, as a recording artist, it was kind of what I thought I needed to do and where I needed to be in order to get recognition as an artist. So over the years, I have heightened my education with regard to these altered states and to higher consciousness in general and to the law of attraction to get to a point where today I see the mountain of information that I'm attempting to gain. Because the more I learn, the more I realize I need to learn more. I need to learn more. I have so much growing to do, don't we all? But I do appreciate the state of awareness that I have today. And I'm very, very happy that I'm moving in the right direction towards a higher understanding of who and what we are as creators. We are beings that are capable of creating the experience that we want in this matrix with only our minds, if only we le could learn how to do that. So we will be definitely discussing the law of attraction on Talking Higher Consciousness. I would like to discuss some things like psychedelics, how they might be used to attain higher consciousness, how they should not be misused and why. How they can open you up psychically, and if you don't know how to protect yourself, there's various entities that are able to attach to you, some more powerful than others, some more intelligent and more intelligent than others, and some able to harm you and are able to manifest physically as various sicknesses and disease, even accident or injury. So learning how to protect yourself against these kinds of things while exploring the astral plane is a must. It's very, very recommended, and it's very, very unwise to attempt this kind of experimentation without any education on how to protect yourself. Just trust me on this one. Anybody that needs any shamanic advice, with regards to higher states of consciousness or with regards to how to protect yourself while in higher states of consciousness, feel free to DM me. Or you can call me. I will be opening the phone line up on the next episode so that people can call in and we can get live questions. And I'd like to make this dialogue not about me. I'd like to make this dialogue about us and how we can all help each other to gain higher consciousness. So, that being said, I wanted to just kind of give a background on my journey towards higher consciousness myself. If anyone can gain from my story or my experiences or my testimony, then I'm hoping if it makes one person's life better or makes one person's journey easier, then I feel like I'm doing something good and I'm doing my job here, which is what I want to do as an artist in the first place, is just raise people's awareness. So, thank you, Monique and Vicky, for joining in. And I think Shannon and Mimi, I saw y'all get down to, I'm not sure if anybody's still watching. Wait a minute, who's that? Oh, yeah, there's still one viewer. If anybody has any subjects that they'd like to kind of get a dialogue going on, feel free to message or put it in the comments. And I will be jumping on Facebook Live in the THC group as often as I possibly can to catch people at various times, because we don't all have this, we don't all share the same schedules, and some people can do this at midnight, some people can do it at noon. And I think I'm just going to go with out of schedule for now. When I know that I can schedule an episode, I will post in the group when we will go live. But do expect to be seeing me pop up with a live broadcast whenever I possibly can. And it will be random when something's on my mind that I feel like we need to discuss publicly. If something new happens in the media, something that I feel like might need to be brought to everyone's attention, especially if it's something that regards, higher consciousness, because there's a lot going on in the world, but all of it isn't really related to higher consciousness. And I would kind of like to keep the dialogue in this group at least loosely related to higher consciousness. So, anyone in the group, that wants to be an admin of this group and help out with either the group, moderating the group, or anyone that wants to help out with the actual production of this segment, I would, you're welcome to give me a DM or a call at 312-834-3420. And I'd like to know how you might be able to help, and we can discuss, you know, ways that can help us out. So, without further ado, I will close out this first episode with my new song. It's called Loving Living, because living your life is the only way to create the life that you want. And I woke up the other morning and I had Bob Marley pretty much in my head and inspired me to write this song. So I'm gonna let you guys hear it.
Everyone know that life can be hard sometimes. But not everyone know that life can also be very, very easy.
When you're loving, living your life with all of your might, you're winning your fight. When you're loving, living your life, your day will get bright, everything is alright. When you're loving, living your life with all of your might, you're winning your fight. When you're loving, living your life, your day will get bright, everything is alright. Every day when the sun rise,
smile when you open your eyes, not make the darkness hide, Satan you cast aside, nobody who can put the fire out.
The devil gon' lie about the truth until they find out, but I know how. I make them bury deep asleep, ain't no climbing out.
You find out nothing to cry shy about.
When you find out nothing to cry about, never stress. The only way to manifest what you want. When you're loving, living your life with all of your might, you're winning your fights. When you're loving, living your life, your day will get bright, everything is alright. When you're loving, living your life, you're telling your might, you're winning your fights. When you're loving, living your life, your day will get bright, everything is alright.
And that's just a little snippet, a little sneak peek of one of my new tracks I'm working on right now. And I'm going to close the show out with that. If anybody has any videos or song suggestions, things they'd like for me to play on the show for everybody and share, feel free. You can email me personally at jericho@jerichospitz.com. jericho@jerichospitz.com. Tune into the show at facebook.com/groups/THC time. And I also registered the domain, the THC show, which I will be migrating the live broadcast to that domain. And I'll also have it where you can access the Facebook group from that domain as well. But I'm doing that because if people aren't on Facebook, then they won't be able to catch these episodes live. We'll be uploading them to a YouTube channel for the group, and people will be able to watch them in hindsight. But the purpose of this is for people to be able to dialogue in real time as we are on the air and discussing all of these topics that we want to bring to the public dialogue. So, that being said, I am your host, Jericho Spitz. I appreciate you for tuning in to THC Time, and I will definitely be back soon with another episode, and hopefully we will have more of you guys joining us so that we can get this public dialogue jumping. Thank you so much for joining THC. I'm your host, Jericho Spitz. Have a wonderful week.